Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 6, The Intrinsic Significance of the Purification of the Returned Captives. Lord's Day, Related Verses. Revelations 1, verses 10 through 20. I was in spirit on the Lord's Day, and heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, What you see, write in a scroll, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. And his head and hair were as white wool as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp two-edged sword, and his face shone as the sun shines in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not fear, I am the first and the last, and the living one, and I became dead, and behold, I am living forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Write, therefore, the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which are about to take place after these things. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw upon my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.